What is up and welcome to my first episode. My first podcast episode. So let's just talk about the fact that I don't have the right equipment and I'm just using my phone. And in between this, I might end up like switching my voice for weird reasons. The fact that I just feel I don't know how to explain it. I just switch voices a lot, just to make it seem more cool and fun and interesting, I guess. So actually, while I'm filming this certain episode, also known as my first episode, I'm doing my nails in the moment. So yeah, well, at least attempting. Anyway, so this podcast, I just want to talk about like the podcast for a second. This podcast, like, isn't about drama or like TikTok or anything. Yeah, I might have TikTok. If you have TikTok, go follow me on queen210_10. Anyway, so I'm not gonna be talking about that TikTok drama or any Instagram drama, Twitter drama. I don't care about that. This is my life, my stories, because I used to tell them in my class during the meet, because we don't have in person now because of COVID. But yeah, so this podcast is based on my stories because I don't want to kind of waste them all on, you know, stories, because you never know if they're paying attention or not. So hopefully this entertains you for a little bit. Yeah, I'm sorry I've been talking for like the past 2 minutes, 130 seconds. I don't know how long it's been, but thanks. At least let's just get on with the stories now. So let's talk about this time that there was this one time where I was actually going to school, and I remember I switched schools, and I was in third grade, and I was actually getting bullied. But the year before that, let's talk about the year before that, also known as second grade, and let's talk about in first grade too. So I had this cousin, not gonna say names, I know this might seem weird, but I had this cousin, and I don't really want to say anything much, but she would kind of hit me during like classes and stuff, and that wasn't the main reason I switched schools, but the main reason that I lied to the principal and stuff. And so honestly, I never really expected to switch schools, because my mom was like, oh, like, yeah, you know, like things like it's okay, like that. So I lied to the principal, and I didn't want to be there. So my mom and my dad made me switch schools, for the reason that I didn't want to be there anymore. And so it was all good, and when I switched schools, until I started getting bullied in third grade. These three kids got on the seesaw on the other side I was during the recess time, and I remember these kids knocking me off, and I ended up in the hospital for that, because I hit myself hard, and in like my inner thigh, and it was honestly kind of painful, because it was really painful, and I didn't know what to do, so I started crying, and the kids were making fun of me for crying, and I was in third grade at the time, and I honestly was cured because of problems I've been dealing with, about the same inner problems that I was dealing with when I was younger. So it all ended up happening, and turns out I was okay. And yeah, so that's literally it from that story. So let's move on to stories now. So, oh, and after that, the kids actually kind of like left and like wouldn't mess with me anymore for some weird reason when I got into fourth and fifth grade. I don't know if it was because of the people I hung up with or anything, but yeah. And so if any of the people that I mention, like, not your names, but like if I like you kind of recognize that's you, I never ask permission to use you, because I don't ask permission to use you in my stories, because in my stories you can also use me in your stories. I don't really care. Anyway, if you do hear this, I hope you're laughing at it, making fun of me, starting my podcast. Doesn't matter. I really don't care. But, so as I was saying, a next story now. So, I don't really know what to talk about now. Let's just talk about the fact, how's my day been? Because I never got to that point. So my day's been great. My friends training for softball. I don't know. Practice. I don't know. I don't know about practice or anything. The only sport I ever played in was volleyball, basketball, dodgeball, soccer, tennis. Okay, maybe. My main sport's basketball. Second, soccer. I was about to say football. I never played football. I don't know where I got football from. Anyway. Yeah. So, how's your day been? I have no one else to talk to. I'm lonely. My friend's at practice and I can't talk to her. But, luckily, I hope I'm entertaining y'all. And I hope y'all are doing great. I have nothing else to talk about now. I'm doing my nails, as I said. But, I don't know if y'all ever felt, like, the moment where, like, you feel like you're being, like, okay, so, I don't really feel comfortable wearing tight pajamas or, that, because I feel like I'm gonna, like, I feel like I'm being held, like, with, like, around, like, I'm just, like, don't hate feeling tight, like, I hate when people hug me. I don't know why, I just hate that. I really don't know why, honestly, I just dislike when people hug me, so... I just don't like the physical touch, which is why I don't like wearing tight clothes. Because then I feel like I'm being held tight, and I hate that. Like, that's the worst thing that can actually ever happen to me. So, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this whole April 24th thing that's been going around lately. They said it on the radio. I've heard it. News, whatever, whatever. So, apparently, I heard that April 24th is National RAPE Day. Just trying to talk about the moment. The fact that, it's pretty scary. And a lot of women out there are scared. I am also a girl. Not gonna lie. I'm still a woman. And I think. For me and my family, we're not going out that tomorrow. Hopefully. To be more safe. I'm actually sending prayers and everything to keep all the women safe out there. And hopefully it's just a joke. Because I know what really happened. It started off as a joke. And some men, disgusting men in the world, actually took it seriously. And if you're one of those men that want to get ready to do it tomorrow and RAPE some girls that you see, sorry about that, but if you are, please think twice and please think about the problems you'll get, because I know as much as you like to do it, us girls don't love it, we hate it, and I just, obviously it disgusts me a lot, and honestly, having two older brothers that are overprotective and a dad that's overprotective and a mom that's really protective and being the youngest, it's kind of the advantage. But to all the women out there that are scared to go outside tomorrow, if you're listening to this today or tomorrow, or April 24th, today is April 23rd, Friday. If you're listening to this to tomorrow, April 24th, please stay safe. And if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. And if you do have to, please, like, go out with a man that you really trust, like your husband, your boyfriend, or a good friend. And stay in groups. If you're going to be out with a girl, please stay in groups, like in multiple girls' groups. And just, like, be active on what around any suspicious activity. Just call the cops right away, please. I don't want women to get hurt or anything by that. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to our stories. I really don't know what I'm going to name this podcast, though. So, it's probably just me, like, Queen's podcast or something like that. I don't know. But we're just going to be talking about random stuff on here. And so, this is my first podcast. I didn't want it to be so long. Gotta introduce first what it's going to be and how it's going to be and how it's going to work. It's really not going to work out because I have my phone here. And, I'm recording on my phone. Honestly, I need water. Anyway. I'm not trying to make this podcast really long. It's just, like, introducing and, like, talking about a little bit about stuff. Since today is Friday, and it's, for me at least, it's 8:45. So, yeah. It's PM, by the way. So, yeah. I'm just gonna end it here for today. And I guess, hopefully, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And let's talk about it more tomorrow. So, if you, any listeners, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.